So Joe let us know about his camp early on, right before the offseason, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to come out here, get some content of the camp, and then also catch up with Joe during the offseason, find out what he's doing, and just get to meet his family and check out Chelan and where it all started.
What's your impressions of Lake Chelan?
It's beautiful. I mean, we flew into Seattle and drove up here, and it was just one state or national park that led into a national state forest. Just the greenery, the lake, everything's just been beautiful.
And, of course, Joe Harris himself, he's quite the story here, but you deal with a lot of primetime athletes and whatnot. Is his story a little unique from your perspective?
Yeah, Joe's story is very unique. Growing up in a small town in a basketball family, you know, he definitely worked hard to get to where he's at, and he stayed humble throughout the whole process. He's very down to earth. He's very grateful for his success, and all around, he's just a great guy.
And TJ, I'm going to ask you to kind of the same thing a little bit, but I know you probably haven't been out here to this part of the country, in particular to Lake Chelan in the state of Washington. What do you think about it?
I mean, I get to travel quite a bit with the team to different cities, but really nothing compares to Chelan and, you know, the scenics, the lake, the mountains. It's all absolutely gorgeous.
Now, when you come here and you see this, does it put into perspective a little more your understanding of what makes up Joe Harris, the player?
100%. And you know, to come out here and see, you know, where it all began and get to interact with his family and see this side of him outside of the city back at his hometown, it's pretty incredible.
What is the reaction, just kind of overall, from your perspective, to Joe Harris in Brooklyn?
You know, Joe is one of the most, I think, stand-up guys in the league. You know, he treats everybody with respect, and to come back here and see that nothing's really changed for him becoming a professional athlete, it's really cool.
I'm going to guess that other than maybe the Lake Chelan Valley, the folks in Brooklyn were probably the least surprised, along with people here, that Joe was able to step up and win that three-point championship.
Yeah, you know, we were rallying for him to get in, and once we got in, we had a really good feeling. I was lucky enough to be down there in Charlotte when it all happened, and that's one of the moments I'll never forget from my career, is being down there for Joe's win. So that was really cool.
Well, we're happy you can be here in Chelan and chronicle Joey's camp. Thanks for being here, and have a good time.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.